9.2. Exercise 2.
One of the most important archaeological projects ever undertaken has to be that of the ancient Sumerian city of Ur, because it threw a great deal of light onto the previously dark past and expanded our knowledge in so many areas, from urban planning to the beginnings of writing. These excavations were a joint expedition between the British Museum and the University of Pennsylvania, and were led by Leonard Woolley throughout, from 1922 until 1934. From the extensive work of Woolley and his team, it was possible to establish that Ur was the very first city in the world, founded at least 5,500 years ago. Because Ur was strategically located close to the Euphrates River, there's no question that its first settlers would have been self-sufficient. Indeed, it was their development of irrigation and the domestication of animals that allowed a traditionally nomadic people to settle in one place with their livestock, knowing that they could depend on a regular source of food. However, away from the riverbanks, the environment was fairly arid, and as Ur developed, it was no longer possible to grow enough to feed all its citizens. The soil simply wasn't fertile enough to support the level of production that the population required. For this reason, the people turned to trade. The inhabitants of Ur became highly skilled artisans and traded their goods for food and other resources. The most flourishing period of Ur as a city was between 5,000 and 4,400 years ago, when it was an important cultural, religious, and commercial centre. It was around 5,000 years ago that mankind's first writing system developed, stemming initially from the need to record the city's stocks of grain accurately. Ur was not the largest city in the region at this time. While 4,700 years ago Ur had a population of 34,000 people, the trading centre of Uruk, situated near the confluence of the Euphrates River and Itarungal Canal, had over 80,000 people and extended over an area of 1,000 acres. Like any trading centre, Uruk had a diverse population and was often referred to as the Rainbow City for this reason. It was actually two cities. There was the newer trading centre, Kulab, on the bank of the Euphrates, and Eanna, the religious centre which fronted the Itarungal Canal. From about 4,400 years ago, Ur's power diminished, but it rose again around 4,100 years ago. This started the period known as the Third Dynasty, when Ur-Nammu, the brother of King Utukhegel, established his kingship in Ur and its surroundings. Hardly had the Third Dynasty begun when it was brought to an abrupt end by invaders, who destroyed the city-state and relegated Ur to being a backwater again.